But I wanted to begin this month with this piece from the Beis Yaakov. On the two sides of the page, 349 and 350. So on 349 on the bottom, V'nesata al shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. Now remember, we'll talk more about this, that regarding this mitzvah of lechem panim, the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, he doesn't know the reason for it. And we mentioned that the Ari HaKadosh, that we have from the Arizal, in the piyut of Shabbos morning, the Shabbos meal, we find that the Arizal also says you gotta learn time of it. He doesn't know the time for the lechem apanim. And we'll talk about this, that we see that the Sefer Chinuch and others do bring reasons, ideas, suggestions for lechem apanim. But in the Svar Makadoshim, and we'll have to try to understand, of course, why the Arizal said that. But in the Svar Makadoshim, there is a great deal written about Lechem Apanim. It ties in very deeply to Shabbos, of course. But it's for every day, also. So this is the Beis Yaakov from Mishbitz, the son of the Meir Shiloach, in Parshas Truma. Nesata ala shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. So we spent a great deal of time learning how there's a din in the Mishkan, it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash, in the shulchan, that it has to be always, it has to be filled with the lechem upon him, and the table can't be empty. And there's a din, this din of tamid, by lechem upon him, the din of tamid by lechem upon him is tamid mamish. Not as we learned by the menorah, for instance, where tamid can be, tamid is interpreted as certain times, or by the carbon tamid, which is obviously not all of the time in the Beis HaMikdash, but only in the morning and the afternoon. But by the lechem apanim, the nasata l'shulchan lechem apanim l'fanai tamid, it means tamid. As far as the din of the shulchan is concerned, and lechem apanim, it means always. The Gemara in Chagiga says an extraordinary thing, which we've spoken about over the years. The Gemara says, Milamed shemagbiyin oisai umarin la'oyle v'golim lechem apanim. The Gemara says that when the oyle regel would come, but hundreds of thousands of Christ, millions of Jews would come to Yerushalayim for Yontif, magbiyin oisai umarin la'oyle v'golim lechem apanim, the Kahanim would lift up the lechem apanim, would show the lechem apanim, and would say, Ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamakom. Look and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamakom. Kesiduro kach siluko. That the way that lechem apanim, when it's put down, when it's brought, the lechem apanim, it's hot. Kach siluko. So too, when the following Shabbos it would be taken off to be eaten, it was fresh and hot. When the new lechem upon him was put on. Shnemar, as it says in Pasuk, Losum lechem chom b'yom hilakcho, the place bread that is hot on the day that it's taken, the next page. Let me get this right. So this was the way to be mechazek the oile regel, by showing them the lechem upon him, and the steam coming out from the lechem upon him that was a week old, and they would say ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamakom. Of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and all of the things of the Beis HaMikdash, and anything that could have been shown in Yerushalayim, you know, the new southern wall excavations, or whatever. The one thing that was shown to the Oile Regel was Lechem Apanim. Look how Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. So there's something extraordinary. The Gemara is telling us about Lechem Apanim that contains within it this demonstration of chiba, of affection, of warmth. The actual warmth of the Lechem Apanim is revealing the warmth of the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And this is revealed through the nace that took place with Lechem Apanim, that it remained besiluko when it was removed, it remained with the heat and the freshness of how it was put out, of how it was brought, the same freshness. So the Ishbitz explains, Shemibnei Shemunach Lefnei Hashem Tamid, that's a very, very important sentence. He's going to explain it. That because the Torah tells us something about the Lechem Panim that we don't find by anything else in all of Torah. That by the Lechem Panim it says that it's Lefnei Hashem Tamid. Lefanai Tamid, that it's always in God's presence. It's always sitting Lefnei Hashem. Lefanai Tamid, that because of that, Lahaya by Shum Hisyashness, it never became old. It never became stale. When something or somebody is always Lefnei Hashem, it doesn't become stale. The person doesn't become old or stale. Doesn't get bored. The Lechem Apanim is a gilui of the ischachus, of the freshness that the Jewish people and that an individual experiences when he lives his life lifnei Hashem tamid. That's what the Ishbitz is explaining. That's what he's going to explain. And there's no greater chiba. Ru'u chibasim lifnei hamakom, that we're thousands of years old, and that were constantly warm and fresh and new, but because the Jewish people live in such a way of Lefanai Tamid, of Lefanai Tamid. It's like that with parents and children. It's like that. It can be like that with parents and children. It can be like that in a marriage, without having to go to Acapulco or Las Vegas or anything like that. It could be like that in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kamesha Kosef, he brings a pasuk, one of those psukim that it found its way in our davening, and we don't really know what it means. You know, one of those, unless you have the English and you've paid attention to it. It's one of those. If there would be like this big bechina of famous sentences in davening, we would like at 38 on or 40. It says in Pasuk Ketilim, Hayichavrecha Kisei Havais. Hayichavrecha Kisei Havais, which literally means, will you connect, Hayichavrecha Lishaber, will you connect to Kisei Havais? Kisei, of course, is a chair, a seat, or a throne. Havais is translated as sin or iniquity. Hayichavrecha kisei havais. Will you, Hashem, connect to the seat of havais, of iniquity? What does that mean? So the Rebbe explains the meaning of the word havais, where it comes from. And he says that havais, Holoshen Havaya. The word Havais is a Loshen of Havaya. Havaya means, of course, existence. Kikol Habriya. It is all of creation. Vahavayes Sheba Olam, and all that exists in the world. Hem Kisei Lekovet Shemayim. everything that exists in all of creation is meant to be and can be a kisei, a vehicle, a means, a way of being megala k'vayt shamayim. That's the tachlis of creation. Shakol baro l'chvayda. All that exists, kol habriya, v'avayi shabaylam, hem kisei l'chvayt shamayim. What's a kisei? A chair, a seat. Shenoyser olav k'vayt shamayim. Means upon which something is placed or something sits. Everything in the world was created for the purpose of being megala k'vayt shamayim, to carry k'vayt shamayim, to be a seat, a chair, a throne for Hashem's presence. Everything that exists, from a cup of water, a table, everything that exists is for the purpose of being a kisei, shenoyse olav k'vayt shamayim, to carry upon it k'vayt shamayim. K'tisa b'gemara, al inyan lechem aponim. The gemara, in the context of the discussion of lechem aponim, mipasik ulechvaydi barasiv. Hashem says, I created everything to reveal my covet. V'ikka karas habriya, shetakya shuhu molei chisaron. And how is the way, what is the way for creation to recognize this? To accept this truth and to recognize this, that everything that exists is l'chvaydi barasiv, is for my glory. Because when the Bria, when creation is honest and looks at itself, it recognizes shuhu molei chisaron, that it's filled with chisroinus. It's filled with chisroinus, that all of creation is incomplete. It's filled with gaps and holes. It's filled with chisroinus, each one of us, everything that exists. Shetak yeshu molech yisaren. V'leis lo migarmo klum. That nothing or no one that exists can manage on its own. Leis lo doesn't have a means of existing on its own. V'ein lo shleimus. And there's nothing that has shleimus. Rak im tiskalil b'habar yisbarach. Shleimus can only take place when existence joins HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it is bound to Hashem who is infinite and who is perfect. V'takir b'tmidus, sh'Hashem is Baruch Hu ha-borei, u'moshel, u'manhig ha-olam. When the Bria recognizes always that Hashem is the Borei, the creator, and the Moshel, and the man who rules over and runs Ha'olam, u'me'ito yisborach nishba hakol, and that from Hashem yisborach all Shefa comes, all life, all existence comes from Hashem. U'hu yisborach hu ha'naisen chayim v'havaya b'tmidus. And all life and existence comes every second from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Tanya explains in Shayichet V'Amuna, from the Baal Shem Tov, that B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, V'olam Dvar Chanitza B'Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single second is giving life to creation, and if for one second Hashem will not infuse existence with the oasis of the olive bays that enliven and give existence to each thing, the shulchan with the shin lam ches nun, and so on, then everything would return to tov avo. There would be no existence. It's beruach piv kol bedvar Hashem shemayim nas beruach piv kol tzivam. As the Tanya says there, that with the words Yehi Rakia, that Hashem says every second Yehi Rakia, Yehi Rakia, and if not for the Yehi Rakia, there wouldn't be a Rakia. It's not the same Rakia that was, it's not the same sky from thousands of years ago, from creation. Every single second, it's Yehi Rakia. That Hashem Baruch is choosing to say those words, Yehi Rakia, that gives existence that second to the sky. And so it is with everything. And if not for that, without Hashem doing that, there is no koyach and there is no existence ba'olam. And we have to recognize that. We have to think about that all of the time. And when the Bria acknowledges that, when the Bria is aware of that, then Nasa Kise Shenoisa Olav Kvod Shamayim, then that Nivra, that part of creation, that person, that Nivra becomes a Kise Shenoisa Olav Kvod Shamayim, that carries upon it a chair, a seat, a throne, that carries upon it Kvod Shamayim, which is the tachlis of the Bria. L'chvoidi barosif. Everything exists for that reason. A tzaddik lives every single second of his life with that feeling, with that hergish. Of what? Of Miladu Yisbarach Ein Shum Koich V'Avaya Ba'olam. That there is nothing. There isn't one breath without Hashem. Every single neshima, kol neshama, kol neshima, neshima, he lives every second without the tzaddik. Therefore, the tzaddik is a kisei of the shechina of kvod shamayim. Zehu kisei shehashem yisbarach shoychen alav. That is the kisei upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shechina, dwells. V'zehu havayis habriya, and that is the purpose and the means of all existence, continuing and going on every second. Ub'im ein lahabriya hakarizayis, but if creation does not recognize this, does not acknowledge this, v'nidma lo shehi briya b'fnei atzma. And creation, or that nivra, that person, sees himself as a briya b'fnei atzma, as being independent, as having his own independent way of living, of existing, without acknowledging that the purpose of his life is to be a kisei for the shechina, and that every single second his havaya, his existence, is being infused into him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person does not accept that. V'nidma li shehi briya b'fnei atzma, v'yesh l'havaya v'koyach b'fnei atzma, and this nivra imagines that it has havaya and koyach b'fnei atzma, it has its own strength, it has its own independent existence that depends upon other factors. Biological, social, political, economic, whatever those factors are to which this individual attributes his life and his existence. But it's not Hashem. V'oitzim yodav. V'oitzim yodav, and he attributes his life to the strength of his own hands. Osku gam govru chayil, that have given him the strength. He sees that it's the work of his own hands that gives him the strength to exist. Oz nikreis kisei havois. Then this kisei, that this nivra that was supposed to be, that was created to be a kisei of Havaya, of that Nivra, of that piece of creation, has been transformed into a seat of iniquity. Kisei Havais. Oz Nikres Kisei Havais. Havais was supposed to be a Kisei of Havaya, of existence. But through the failure of that Nivra to recognize and to acknowledge the truth of V'lechvoidi Barasiv, it has become a Kisei Havais, the seat of iniquity, of sin, a complete distortion of the Bria. And on that individual, that person becomes a kisei, a chair, a seat, through which all kinds of destructive and negative koiches are revealed. Vein ze kisei hamechaberes lechvoidis baruch. This kisei does not join that nivra, does not connect that nivra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Baruch and the Shechin b'zeh, and Hashem is Baruch does not dwell. The Shechin does not dwell upon that chair. Ki a kisei tzarich lezbatel el hayoshev aleihu. Because what's a kisei? A kisei, the purpose of a kisei is to be bottled to the person who's sitting on it. If the chair has its own rotzen, then you're not going to be able to sit on it. If the chair wants to be something other than a chair, then the second you sit on it, you're going to fall down. The whole comfort of a chair depends on to what degree is the chair bottled to the form of the person who's sitting on it. And ever since people have been making chairs, they've been trying to figure out a better way to make a chair that's more of an onav, to make the most humble chair in the world. That the chair should be bottled to the person. Because if the chair has its own rutzen, the chair says, no, I like to be like this, I like to be like that, and it doesn't stim with the person. The whole godless of a chair is that the chair holds itself to be nothing other than a means of making you comfortable. That you should fit, and you should be able to sit here. That's the purpose of a chair. All of creation is a chair for the Shechina. That's what it was created to be. We have Bechira Chavshis. And we can make the Shechina very uncomfortable. When we get carried away with ourselves, and we forget the tachlis of why we're here, so we have our own agenda, so then God forbid, that Nivra is not a kisei for Hashem, it's a kisei havais. It's a seat of iniquity, of his own ritzinus. Ki a kisei tzarech lezbatel ala yoshev aleihu. A chair has to be bottled to the one who's sitting on it. This chair, this person in his life, has made something of his life that's separate from God. The Shechina can't dwell over there. The Shechina can't sit in this person's life, upon this person. It's not comfortable for the Shechina. The zuakise nefredes memekar, va'oz Hashem is baruch moishech oire v'achay mizeh. And Hashem pulls away his light and his life from this nivra. Ki achay mizeh nimshech acha Hashem is baruch. Because all life, of course, is from Hashem. He's explaining how something becomes old and stale. The zuakise nefredes. Since this kisei has separated itself from God, mimela uba mimela aheder vehevsed v'lenisharak rakiv. So then it just wastes away and rots, because life, light and life, freshness, havaya, his havas, his chadshus, everything is from Hashem's presence. And when Hashem Baruch says, I'm getting out of here, from the Shechina, Hashem, of course, doesn't go away from anywhere. But when the Shekhinah says, this is not a place that's interested in me, or once was but no longer is, then the Shekhinah packs her bags, and when she leaves, she takes with her the Chiyus, the life and the light of her presence. And what does she leave behind? Heder and Hefsid, emptiness, Rekev. Rekev means when something rots. It rots. He says, look at all fruits and all things that grow. Tua. Kol's man. As long as they remain, as long as the fruits are attached to the sheirus, to the roots, to the trees, meaning that they're in Hashem Yisbarach's hands and the way that He made them. Ve'ein behen tfisas yad adam, before human beings start getting involved with their own ritzonis of what to do with the fruit and with the vegetables. When it's the way that Hashem Yisbarach made them. Ad shenil katim mehasheres, till they're ripped off and away from the root, from the tree, from the ground. Azayhem lachim uretuvim, they're moist and they're fresh. Lachim, fresh and moist, retuvim. As long as they're lefnei Hashem. And then they're filled with delicious tastes and a good smell and warmth. As long as this connected to the sheirish. Connected to the sheirish here means as long as the nivra is living in that state of dveikus b'Hashem. Connected to its sheirish. Not drifting away from the Shirish. But the moment that something in creation is detached from its root of existence, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes dry and old and feels that life is meaningless and useless. We'll try to make up all kinds of things. In the world of Kisei Havos, the seat of iniquity, there's no shortage of Dimyainas. But when it's connected, as Yeshem kol minei tamim v'reach toi v'chamimus, delicious taste, and a wonderful smell, and a warmth, kedavah chadash, like something brand new. Vein behem kilkel v'ipush, there's nothing, it doesn't get ruined, and it doesn't rot. Uchad isa b'gemar. The Gemara says in Yuma, that what? The Gemara says that b'shoah shabana shalom es beis hamikdash, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, not by kol minei megadim shel zav. It's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech planted by the Beis HaMikdash, he planted golden fruit. Golden fruit. And he made over the trees with golden fruit. And the Gemara says that they would be mighty pears, that they would have, they would grow new fruit of gold. And the wind would blow. The Gemara says it would make a beautiful noise of the golden fruit. And the wind would blow, the golden fruit would clank against each other, these fruits. And it brings their the pasuk Yirash Kilavonin Piriyai, that Levonin is the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a rash, there was a noise that would come from the fruits of the Beis HaMikdash. What fruits of the Beis HaMikdash? Of these golden fruits that Shlomo HaMelech planted. And then when the wind would blow, there would be this rash. And the Gemara says that when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they heard about these golden, these magical golden fruits. When they came in, it was all withered up and dried and brittle and nothing. It was ruined. And the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, And Chazal say that when Mashiach will come, they're going to begin to blossom and to grow again, these golden fruits. That's the Gemara. B'shoshu b'nei Shlomo is Beis HaMikdash. Not about kol minei megadim shel zov, or you might see in perisem bezmano. Shnema yirash kelevonin pirio. Yirash kelevonin pirio. There was this noise of the peris, the golden peris, clanking with each other when the wind would blow. So the Rebbe explains, it's a strange thing. Because normally, in the domain of inanimate objects, such as gold, which is domain, there's no life. Rocks, the elements don't have life that we see. Vavshahi mimin ha-domain. Even though gold is domain, it seems to us to be lifeless. Mikomakam haitziu peiros. But the golden fruit of the Beis HaMikdash was alive. It had fruit. It gave birth to new life. How's that possible? That's a nace. But what's the meaning of the nace? So the Rebbe says, "Mipnei she'omid lefnei Hashem," because the Beis HaMikdash is lefnei Hashem. It's omid lefnei Hashem. When something is omid lefnei Hashem and is aware of that, then it's attached to the Shayrish and it's alive. It's filled with chiyus. Achen k'shaperis v'atvus k'shenigmar v'nil cotton. But when the fruits or the tvus or the wheat, when it becomes finished growing, and the island people go, the farmers go, and they collect everything. V'nichnosn l'tfisas adam rushusai. And they enter into man's domain, they leave kivyachol, the hands of Hashem, and they enter into human hands. V'ha'odem yachol adamais shehu shalai. And the human being can delude himself into imagining that what, this is mine, kaychi v'aitzim yadi, this belongs to me. That's why we have all of these mitzvahs at that moment. The mitzvahs of truma and ma'aser and so on. To try to remember that even when you cut it, it's not yours. Whose is it? Who's the buyer? Because it's that moment of harvesting that you could forget everything. While it's growing, you admire it and you say, wow, look at what the Baruch Shalom is doing, such a thing. It's alive. It's chiz. It's connected to the sherish. But then you take it off and you think that it's now, you're the balabas. It's a very dangerous time. The person can imagine that it's his. Sheyesh lo kinyan utfisa, that he has a kinyan and a tfisa. V'leima kaychi v'aitzim yadi. It's through my strength. Kaychi v'aitzim yadi. Then the person can become a kisei havais, a seat of iniquity. A kisei havais, a distortion. L'kabla taivu could forget. Who's the one who gave it to him? And when that happens, then everything becomes separated from its root of life, the Makar Chaim. When the Sracha Kumi Amatzil becomes distant from the one who gives life. And then as it becomes distant, the Shechina leaves. The Shechina walks away. To kisei havais, mitzi karech menadavu uma abe tamo, and it loses it, the fruit, sits and it loses its taste. Vereicha and its fragrance, umisyashin, it becomes old. Umaschil lishleit behem ipush v'rikoven, and from that time that it's taken the tree, the power of the forces of the world without Hashem's life take over. And it begins to rot. From that moment, it begins to spoil. V'olul hadover lehed v'hevsed v'kilkul, and it's on the way. If you don't eat it quickly, if you don't get into the store and sell it quickly, it's on the way to head the hefsid and kilkel, to being ruined. V'chein ha-pas, and so it is with bread. Misyashen umis'apesh, it gets stale, it gets old. Ki kishenigma ha-dover v'yichazik b'ha-odem nasim izek kiseh ha-fas, because once man gets his hold on it, and he's a baal b'chir, and he looks at himself as being a big baal abos, then he doesn't remember who the Bari Olam is. Man by nature, the Nivra, sees himself as separate from God. The Kiseh Havos is a world where everything gets stale and old. V'chein v'chol kinyanei ha'odam k'disa yitzav Hashem idchas habrocha ba'asamecha. And that's what the Gemara says. When the Gemara tells us that all the things that a person has, we have to daven that it should have the bracha of Hashem. Yitzav Hashem idchas habrocha ba'asamecha, that it should have a bracha and have stomachs. Vein habrocha mitzu il b'dovish she'en ha'ayin sheletes bo. And brach is only found davke. Brach is davke with the eye doesn't see. The brach of something is what the eye doesn't see. Lo b'dav ha'shokuv, lo b'dav ha'manliv, lo b'dav ha'modud, el b'dav ha'somim in ha'ayin. Not something that the person takes and measures and counts, because in human hands it becomes measured and counted. It's already in that place where human beings have gotten their hands on it, and brach is no longer found there. It's found when it's connected to the Shoresh, which is infinite. Once it's already a dozen apples, a dozen eggs, it's a fafal. Ke'elo apulus marim she'odam kevei o'yisal madovish ha'beminyan. Because all of these actions of weighing and measuring and dividing it into boxes and amounts and so on, all of this is saying what? That the human being has taken over. That mankind, man has taken over. Man is the balabos. When a person gets carried away with his accomplishments and his wealth, and he sits around counting his money, so then he becomes a kiseh havos. Any person who imagines that it's his, that he has wealth, Hashem is the Shechina walks away, and it begins to rot. But the one who is standing every second of his life with that awareness of being lifnei Hashem and being attached to the shorish, to the root, and everything is God, hu la'olam chadash, he's always known. He could be 90 years old. Sadik atam yifach. Oy yinuvim b'sayver d'sheinim haranim yiyu. D'sheinim haranim yiyu. Fresh and new. And the fruit is always filled with life, freshness. Shemafriach la'olam, blossoming, always new. Ki kol davar hanichlal v'nikshar v'dovuk b'shayrish, because as long as something is included in and is connected to and bound to its shayrish, eina nifsad la'olam. It's indestructible. Eina nifsad la'olam. One of the saddest things, of course, is that modern civilization made its kisei. From that time of the Industrial Revolution, modern civilization made its kisei in cities with buildings and concrete and so on. And we don't grow up. We don't grow up in a place where we breathe the air of that kisei of Hashem, that it's so much clearer when you're living in a place where things are alive and growing. And the way that we were, most of us grew up in cities, and we didn't grow up in a way where things are new and things are fresh, unless it says that, you know, in the fruit section of where you are in the grocery, it says fresh or new, or the lady in the bakery tells you, no, this is from this morning. But we don't, our children think that the bread grows in the bakery. and that the fruit grows in the store, and that Poland Springs created the water. So we're a step further away in the cities. The closer something is to Hashem is Baruch, of course, even in the city, the closer something is to Hashem is Baruch, there's more schachis, freshness, new, chiyas. Ki sham havaya hu ikar achad, because that's the kisei of havaya. And that's the source of life. V'shem ekya, shukarv yoyser, yeshel havaya yoyser. The shem aleph he yud he of creation, of I will be, I will be. Yeshel havaya yoyser. It has more existence. Everybody loves when they see a baby. It's always a remarkable thing. People generally are so disrespectful of life, but when it comes to children, they like children, or they're worried about children. Everybody talks about for the children, what's going to be with the children. What happens when the child becomes an adult and then you murder adults? Like, what is it that's so special about a child? Because again, the child is closer to the Shirish. And because of that, there's more of his galus of Kavod Shemayim in the child who's fresh from the oven. But when you see an adult, so the adult is already is an altamais, is misyashin, is already old. So then, if somebody kills a child, even the prisoners in prison hate that guy. If someone killed, that's what I read. Like when someone molested a kid, or killed a child, the prisoners, the Rishayim in prison, look down on him that he's a Rasha. We're also Rishayim, but this is a big Rasha. Chill, a child? What's the nafkei minu? You took a life. Why wouldn't you say the opposite, Svar? That you killed a person, the other guy killed someone with a family, killed someone that had been working for 30, 40, 50 years, and made a whole life, and you killed him? This is a child, doesn't know anything. But you killed a child. You molested a child. Because all of creation recognizes his chadshus of that, and feels a connection to the Kodesh Baruch Hu through that which is fresh and that which is new. Innocence is just not the word that they use. The guy, they don't care about innocence. If they care so much about innocence, then why do they go around naked?
Or the inability of the child to defend
itself. That's all sifim. That's all the outcome of this. It's not the shurish of that. It's not the shurish of that. Ve'inin mash, that's also, but that's not the shurish. Ve'inin mashu tamid chodesh, ke Hashem is baruch noisen she'ze'atzma in esmalek tenuva. Hashem is baruch, ve'inin mashu tamid chodesh, that there's this constant freshness, ke Hashem is noisen she'ze'atzma in esmalek, it's filled with life. Like every single person has to go to sleep at night, and he wakes up in the morning, he's a new birya. Therefore, if a person wants to have in his life, if he wants to have freshness, to be new, he has to be kisei to Hashem. That means what? To be bottled to Hashem. And when you're bottled to Hashem, and the Shechina, that means that you're connecting to the Shirish, and the Shechina connects to you. The Shechina is the Makar Chaim, and even though you're 90 years old, you're new and you're fresh and you're ready to go. Lizbatel kamay zviya, the same way that something new can grow is because the seed becomes batel Hashem. The seed doesn't have its own personality. The seed says whatever everybody wants to do with me, that's what I'll do. Nizbatel v'shuv chayzev etzamech. That's how the seed grows into something. The angels are awake and alive and always new. That's why everything in the Beis HaMikdash was alive and everything was fresh. And the Lechem Aponim was held up, because the Lechem Aponim, there was a gili of this nice, that it was always new. That even though it was a week old, it was steaming hot. So there was a gilui of this reality of lifnei Hashem. That's why it says tamid lefanai tamid. As long as something is lefanai tamid, ruchi basam lefnei amakim, you can live this way. To every single second of your life, to be a kisei for Hashem, and to be filled with life and his chadshus and chiyus, and to be warm and to be alive. That's the chiba that a Jew has before Hashem Zbach, if he lives a life of Shevisa Hashem, the Nagdi Samar. We'll see more about this in the Shema. It's a good way to begin.